In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, as we preach the word of God to the listeners, give them understanding. Let them begin to exercise their faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening, I want to bring a sermon to you that will help you. If you have been following our sermons in all the radio broadcasts, and if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, it is time for you to begin to know more about the Word of God. I want to talk about the authority that we believers have in Jesus. Jesus Christ gave us more power than the powers of the devil, so that you don't have to be afraid of any devil anymore. And that is the sermon I want to preach to you today. I want to bring first from the Gospel of Luke chapter 10 and tell you what Jesus himself said. You are to take the word of God as it is. The word of God is the sword of the spirit. Remember the story that when Jesus was on
earth,
and the Bible said after he went to fast 40 days and 40
nights,
Satan went to tempt him. In all the temptations, Jesus Christ quoted the word of God to Satan. Jesus Christ said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." That verse that Jesus Christ quoted was found by some of the words of Moses. In the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus Christ also said, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." He said again, "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." By quoting the word of God like that, Jesus Christ taught us that you beat the devil by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As I was saying, I want to present to you the authority that Jesus Christ has given to us as Christians. And I'm trying to bring it to you from the Bible, so that you may know that we take these Bible verses literally. And when you take it literally and you quote it, it works. This we have proved, and it is so. I said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus Christ was talking to the apostles. But whatever he told the apostles, he was telling you and me also. This is the power he gave to the apostles. If you belong to Jesus, this power belongs to you also. Because in the last prayer of Jesus in John chapter 17, he said something in his prayer. He said, "I'm not praying just for these few people." He said, "I'm praying for all of those also that we believe through these people's words." That includes me and you that's listening. So if you will believe what I'm preaching to you,
When I hear you know my name,
if you believe what Jesus Christ said, I should tell you.
When I hear Jesus Christ, when I need time,
then this power of Jesus is for you also. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus Christ said, behold, I give unto you power. To tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You may say, how can we be so bold?
Who
are these serpents and scorpions? Somebody said, well, it does not mean the physical serpents. I tell you, it means even the physical serpents also. Because we can see example in the Bible. And it can also mean the spiritual serpents, which are the witches and the wizards also. And all wicked doers also. Jesus Christ said he has given unto you power to tread on them. And to tread upon every power of the devil. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That power is for you and for me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You may say, how are you so bold?
We
are boasting in Jesus.
We
are not following a leader that died and was buried long time ago. We are following the Creator that rose again from the dead and is alive up to now. And he said, behold, I am with you always. Even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, this is the authority of believers. In the book of Mark, chapter 16.
Amen.
I said, Jesus Christ has given us authority as believers. We have power over all powers of the enemy. We have greater power than the power of Satan. You said, what is the proof? Let me give you a testimony. I went to another village to preach one day. And I was preaching. As I was preaching, there was an old man in the house nearby. Because I was using a loudspeaker to preach. Maybe that man was disturbed by the loudspeaker. And that man was a juju man. He hated those preachers. So he started cursing and throwing incantations at the preacher. But nothing happened to me. The man wondered, who is this guy? So the man came out of his house. He took a seat and he sat down. And he said his children should bring another seat and he's put in his front. He was waiting for me to finish and come and talk to him. And then when I finished preaching to all these women, and I was going back into my vehicle. And I was pulling all the wires, the cables that I use for the microphone. This old man called me, he beckoned to me, he said, young man, he said, preacher, come. And I went to him. And I said, what do you want to say, sir? You see, all the women that were at least that I was praying for, they came to listen to him. And the man sent them away. He told them to go away. This is not for women. Go away. This is not for women. So I was surprised. I said, well, what did you want to say, sir? He said, who are you?
Say,
so where do you come from? This vehicle that you used to preach. Who gave it to you to preach? What church do you belong to? You see, the reason why he was asking all these questions, because he has tried all this juju, and I was not hurt by any of them. He wanted to know who sent this man. And I was just a young man, about 25. And now this man was old enough to be my daddy. That's why he wanted to know who sent these people to preach. He wanted to know how come that his sham, his juju didn't affect this man. And I told him that I am one of those that have tasted the good salvation of Jesus. That Jesus died for us on the cross and he has saved me from my sin. And now I'm showing it to all these people that I can see, so that they can also come to Jesus and be saved. So this vehicle is my personal vehicle. And everybody buy cars for Jelenke. I bought it to do both. And I said, I want you also to believe in Jesus and come to Christ. The man said, go away. He said, that's all, go away. And is that all? He said, that's all. So I started going back to my vehicle. As I was going to my vehicle, this wicked man, he sent another arrow at me. It was like a bullet went past my ear. And the Lord allowed that to pass by my ear so that I can feel it, that this man has a reason for calling me. And that passed my ear like a fast moving bullet. It came directly from the direction of that man towards me. But I was not hurt. And I told the man when I was about to leave, I said, Mr. Man, remember it is written, though and join in hands, the wicked shall not go unpunished. Fear God. The man laughed. I said, there is power in Jesus. When we go out to preach the word of living God to you guys, Jesus Christ that sent us, he goes with us. His word is true forever. Look at what he said to us. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And listen to this. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That takes power. Jesus is the creator of power. Because he is the creator of the universe. And he has sent this power to you and to me. Don't be afraid of the devil anymore. Don't be afraid of the wicked anymore. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Once you have Jesus with you,
when I have Jesus Christ,
you have to have the confidence in Jesus. You have to believe in him and follow him. You have to repent from your sin. Because it is the righteousness of the righteous that have to be delivered them. But our righteousness is not our own. Jesus is our righteousness. Because God said this again. He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment shall thou condemn. I'm teaching you the authority that you have as a believer in Jesus Christ. When they thought there is no power in churchianism, they thought there is no power in this Christianity, they run after a babalawo and ogboni court people. They run after some juju men. They keep a name in a church, yet they run after those juju men for help. They thought there is no power in church. It's because you are going to the wrong church. You need to know this Jesus that sent us to preach to you. All power in heaven and on earth is in the hand of this Jesus. This my Jesus is still alive. He did not die. He rose again. And he is with me right now. He wants to be with you in your own house. Look at what God again says in the book of Isaiah chapter 54. This is one of the promises to you as a believer. It's only Almighty God that can give you this type of promise. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16. This is God talking. He said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Listen to that again.
Say,
no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is God giving you boldness.
In my
native town, those men that are tough, those men that know themselves to be men, those who know that when they say it, nobody dare to challenge it, those men who know that when they send you, nobody dare to stop you, they will say unto us when we are little, they will say unto us when we are little children, they will say go, that they dare not touch you, and they give you that boldness, and they will tell us to go find out yonder, And we go and nothing happened to us. Those are men, they can't even defend themselves. The creator of the universe is giving you the same type of boldness. Only if you belong to Jesus. If you come and belong to Jesus, if you come and become the child of Jesus, Jesus Christ is giving you this confidence that you can beat your chest and say yes, and say no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Why? You may say why? Because Jesus said so. And he is the Almighty. He is the creator of the universe.
You
see, when I preach something like this, some people thought I am boasting. They thought this man is boasting. No, I am not boasting. I am telling you what is. I'm telling you, the creator is alive. And he has sent me to preach this. I went to this same village to preach one time. This man that I said tried his juju once, and he realized that nothing happened to me. I went to that village some weeks later, and the man has researched into some deeper power. And before I came to that village, he must have been boasting to some people, because people came all the way from Lagos to this man to take juju from him. This man is straight. The man's trade is in doing juju for Lagosians, people in Lagos. And he was giving them false confidence. And he must have been doing some ritual for some people that day when I came the second time. I was coming from Ibadan going to my town one that day. And the Spirit of God told me to branch to that village again. And I branched right in front of that man's house again. And I parked my Land Rover and I put my wire, started preaching. This old man, he ran from his house. He ran towards the outside. He started calling everybody. He said, hey, everybody come. Everybody come. The preacher has come again. The preacher has come again. I was surprised. I thought the man is going to be saved. He's going to give his life to Jesus that day. No, the man wanted to try another power. He has researched into another wicked spirit. He wanted to try another power against this preacher. And I thought the man was going to repent. No, he did not repent. And I started preaching that day. People ran out of his house. Some of them still have feathers of fowls on their face. That's how I know they were doing some ritual that day. The man himself has some feathers all over his face, like somebody that had been pulling out some fowls. So I thought he was going to be saved. But he didn't come to try to be prayed for. He came out to try another juju. But people surrounded me and they were listening to the sermon. And I was preaching to them. And at a point, I will look at the man. The man didn't come to them. The man sat at a distance.
And
I was calling the man with my hand, said, come forward, let me pray for you. He just waved at me that just leave me alone. And he was in a deep concentration. I didn't know he was calling some spirits from hell. I didn't know he was calling some spirits from hell to knock me down on the pulpit. But I kept on preaching to these people. As I was preaching to them, I look up into the sky. I was trying to tell them about God in heaven. I pointed to heaven. As I look up into the sky, God opened my eyes. And I saw an evil spirit standing right there on top of my upon in the air. And a very big, hefty, evil spirit. It looks like a giant. And he was holding a big club in his hand. He raised up that club. This was that spirit was in the hair on top of my head. That was the evil spirit that this man was calling from the hell, from the pit of hell. That man was using all his incantation to call this evil spirit. And while I was preaching to these people, and I glanced up into the sky to talk about heaven, it was at that instant that God opened my eyes in the vision. And I saw that wicked spirit holding a club. And he was holding the club. He lifted up the club, wanting to knock my head on it. With it. And when he was about to knock my head with it, that was when my eyes were open. And the Holy Ghost just spoke. And I just bound the devil in the name of Jesus. When I bound that devil in the name of Jesus, suddenly there was a chain. Handcuff was in the hands of this evil spirit. He was handcuffed instantly. And the club that he was holding fell down from his hand. And this man that was sitting at a distance fell down from his seat. I said, the man that was sitting at his seat, he fell down from his seat. Because his agent was handcuffed. And I was not hurt. That was how I knew the man was calling some devils. From that day forward, the man repented. He came to me and bowed. He took the literatures from my hand because he was warned not to do that again or he would die. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Jesus that has power. I'm saying all power in heaven and on earth is in the hand of Jesus. What I just told you, the testimony I gave to you was in the daylight, not in a dream. It was done in the daylight about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That Jesus Christ is with us wherever we are. That's why Jesus Christ, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is still alive and he has given you more promises in the Bible. Go and read Mark chapter 16. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to pray for you right now. Jesus, I pray for all that are listening. Give them boldness. Let them not be afraid of the devil anymore. Let them be able to come to Jesus. Say it after me. Say, Jesus, Jesus. Save my soul. I want to trust in you. Give me boldness.
Yeah, amen.
To be able to follow you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to write to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.